Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of RSL Media. I've watched his entrepreneurship flourish over the last several years in a number of iterations. He keeps reinventing himself into bigger and better things. And he and I have been friends for a long time, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Rob, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Let's get the show on the road. I'm all excited here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. I know you want to talk about time today, and you might find it interesting that my columns, I'm in the middle of a series of three columns on financial management. I call them the five financial mysteries. And the one common denominator that's driving the intangible almost among all those things. And as a CPA, and your background as a CPA, you'll appreciate this. The one thing that is the intangible that's driving all those financial mysteries is the impact of time on financial management, right?
Well, it is probably a number of ways that time affects financial management. What are the top two takeaways with respect to time?
Well, the big one, of course.
I think I'm going to do the interview.
Well, and I don't want to get off on that because I want to go back to your point about entrepreneurship. Right. But it's just the fact that time. I'm only bringing it out to point out that time is multifaceted, has a multifaceted impact on us as entrepreneurs, and of course the big thing for time is the cash situation. You know, the impact of time on cash. I wrote another article called "The Three Clocks of Small Business." You know, and every one of those three clocks, you know, your sales clock, your collections clock, and your payables clock, three different clocks. They all work in different speeds, and that time has an impact on you. But you've been thinking a lot about time for entrepreneurs, how it affects the way they make decisions, the way they move forward. Talk to us about that. Why did that come up for you?
So I identified five times. This is based on, you know, my experience being an entrepreneur, as well as you know, similar to you, I've had a front row seat in the movies to maybe 1,000 different entrepreneur stories.
Yeah.
And on top of everything I do, once in a while, I also coach entrepreneurs. And time is this thing that I think, other than your column, time is one of those things that is so important, and yet nobody talks about it.
Yep.
And I've identified five areas where entrepreneurs really need to rethink how they look at time. And I don't know, maybe we can get through some of them, if not all of them.
We might be able to make all of them.
This is an article that I wrote. Yeah, hopefully we can. This is an article I wrote. You can find it at Forbes.com on this topic. And that's what I was hoping we could talk about today.
And the first one is decisions. Tell us what you mean by that.
So, you know, decisions every day as business owners. And some of them are important, some of them aren't important. Now, most people don't necessarily have a process for making decisions, and I think that's okay. But what's really important is not to delay decisions. Now, there's a difference between waiting on a decision for a particular reason and kind of procrastinating and making a decision. And what a lot of people do, unfortunately, is they try to get 100% of the data that they need to make the decision, to go ahead and make the decision.
Well, they allow the perfect to be the enemy of the good, don't they?
That's right. And perfect never the way to go in business. It just doesn't work, right? So between waiting for perfection and also between sometimes just procrastinating, especially with a difficult decision, like maybe, for example, letting go an employee, you're always better off in most cases. I'm not going to say always. In most cases, you're better off making that decision sooner rather than later, getting 70% of the data that you need to make the decision. Time and time again, this has been the case. And if you ask any business owner, you know, what's one of the things they hate doing the most, it's going to be letting go of an employee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I got
to take a break, Rob. But one of the things we want to point out before we go is when you procrastinate making a decision, well, guess what, folks? You made a decision. You decided not to decide. You made a decision against making a decision, and so you have to realize that. You might as well have made the other decision. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.